Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wednesday, WEDNESDAY. Did you learn how to spell that when you were in the fourth grade? I hope you did. Wednesday, another one of those English words that doesn't make any sense at all. But it will make sense of a lot of things today on the DJV program because Jennifer's here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria as well, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen, the voter. I put this into classification of stuff, Jennifer. The voter stuff, because there are a lot of different things that have been proposed, federal stuff, local stuff. Some people say it's to keep people from voting. Others say it's to keep the voting integrity. I don't see there's a lot of integrity in it, so maybe you can add some sense to all of this. What's the latest on how you and I and everybody listening votes? Depending on where we
are. Yeah, well, it was a couple of things going on yesterday, but all kind of under that umbrella that you created of stuff, which you're right about.
Stuff.
So remember, just to kind of give for context, it was H.R. 1, or now S1, that is the Voter Rights Act. And that was what the federal government was trying to put into place. And that would drastically change the way people vote. It would take a lot of California's voting laws, which I can tell you, not a great idea. And it would put those into place across the country. And it would also federalize how money is spent on elections. So if a candidate earns a $50 donation, then the government would subsidize that donation with another $50. And so it was very controversial. It passed through the House with all Democrats supporting it. It died out in the Senate with not enough support in the Senate coming from Democrats and Republicans there. There's been a lot of
Let me understand.
Yeah.
So if I decided to give Charlie Suzitsky, who's running for mayor, in Framingham, $1,000 contribution. The federal government will give him another $1,000?
Correct. For federal elections. So maybe not Charlie Suzinski in the mayor's office.
You're talking about the Congress
Senate,
and
yeah.
Senate. No governor involved. It's just to benefit the federal election. Okay. So that's pretty obvious where that's coming from. All right. Thank you for clarifying.
I think Charlie Suzinski would like it if the federal government would also be giving him $1,000. So that one was very controversial. A lot of arguing about what Joe Manchin would do as a Democrat, and it ended up being kind of stalled out. Well, progressives in the Democrat Party have really been wanting to push this through and jam it. And so they've been putting a lot of pressure on Joe Biden to come out and say something. Now, at the same time, states have been going through and tightening or changing their voting laws because they were changed and loosened when COVID-19 struck. So you had the controversy about Georgia changing their law, different states individually. Well, now Texas came up with their Voting Integrity Act. They passed it, and it was called, you know, of course, by Democrats, called Jim Crow 2.0. That's like the big tagline. And the Texas Democrats in the legislature decided that they didn't want to be a part of it. So they left their post. They got a chartered plane, two of them, for the cost of $100,000. They flew without masks and with Bud or Miller Lite, I can't remember, some terrible beer, on the plane. A lot of pictures taken. And they went to Washington, D.C. and abandoned their job in Texas. Now, when they did that, they took away Texas's right to have a quorum to finish voting on this, to finish the passage of it. Now, that tweaks Governor Greg Abbott, who says when they come back to the state,
under arrest.
We have the right to arrest them,
right?
Because they say, I guess any lawmaker can call for the arrest of another for not showing up when legislature is in session. So he says when they come back to town, he's going to have them arrested. And people are arguing about whether or not he still has the right to do that, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, the Democrats that escaped Texas having a grand old time, they're going to go, I think, today and meet with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden about what, you know, what they did. And Kamala Harris was standing up saying, these guys are as American as apple pie, leaving their posts. It's crazy. There's a lot of showboating. Now,
there is.
Yeah. Now, if you want to know what this is all about in Texas, this is kind of, I mean, it's very similar to what's in it is basically very similar to some of the other states that have passed legislation that made it just kind of what it was before COVID. So here's what's in it. So it's got a lot of the same provisions. They want to limit the amount of time for early voting, which is not necessarily, I don't think, a problem. They want to make sure that I don't even think they're calling for voter ID in Texas. So it's kind of interesting why this has become such a controversial bill and why Democrats are trying to delay it. I mean, there's really not a lot in here that limits people other than just tamping down on timelines about creating, and it's actually making the voting period longer during the day. It's creating 9 hours in the run-up to the election for people to go vote. I mean, it seems very simplistic, yet it has become very controversial because I think the narrative is that people are trying to, or that Republicans are trying to oppress people's right to vote, when really it's just kind of strengthening up the laws that are already on the books.
There we are in more confusion, more ways to confuse the voter. What do I do? How do I vote? Instead of making it simple, it's very confusing, and so on it goes. All right, so that's something for us to contemplate. I must say, after listening to this for a few minutes, I'm not sure that I really know. I got the $1,000 stuff. I get the Democrats want one thing, the Republicans want something else, but I don't really get that we're moving in any direction. What it sounds like. It sounds like we're just it's more a mumbo jumbo and a way to frustrate people.
I mean, in Texas, they have the vote. They just don't have the quorum to go back into session, essentially. So Texas has the vote to pass their version of a voting bill. On the federal level, the House bill and the Senate bill won. They don't have the vote to move forward on the Senate bill. It doesn't have anything to do with that quorum.
Okay, once these get passed, you know as well as I do that somebody's going to come up with a way to challenge them, bring them to the Supreme Court. So that costs the public more money. This is just more money on top of more money and more money. That's all it is. Right. The taxpayer pays, and we're not any further ahead because people are trying to get their own thinking done for their own reasons and for their own good.
Like this version in Texas, it would allow partisan poll watchers to observe election activity. Hmm. I mean, how is that bad? Voters are required to write their driver's license number or the last four digits of their social security number on their vote by mail application. It's not even like you have to provide ID. You just have to provide one of those sets of numbers. These things don't seem.
I wish I were a member of Congress so I could have a bully pulpit other than the one that I have to crow as loudly as I could that without being able to prove who you are, the system is corrupt. That's it, period. End of story. It's corrupt in California, corrupt in Massachusetts, corrupt in New York, corrupt in any state that doesn't get you to prove who you are when you vote. That's all. And why is that so difficult? Why has this become so complicated? That's all that should be required. You are you. You vote for you. That's it. What's the big confusion? There is none, really, except that people who are corrupt themselves want to corrupt the system for their own advantage. And people keep saying, to keep black people from voting. Where does that, what, because black people don't know how to get, what an insult.
Yeah, that's insulting.
To black people,
if
they don't know how to get an ID?
Right.
Come on.
It's also the same thing where Kamala Harris this week said that rural people can't do that because they can't go and make a photocopy of their ID because they don't have access to Kinko's. I mean, it's very insulting when you say that rural people, farmers, that people of color can't figure out how to get an ID to prove who they are when this is an extremely popular idea. About maybe even more than 80% of the country believe in voter ID. It's common sense. I mean, I don't want to stop anybody from voting. I just don't want them to vote seven times. And when you have mail-in elections, which people like to keep in place because of COVID, and you've got in California, 1.8 million more ballots floating around than you do registered voters, it's a lot of opportunity for fraud.
My gimmick of voting, when I told that story from a number of years ago, of voting three times in the same day in three different states was to make a point. It wasn't to be a jerkleburger.
To admit
to
a felony.
Well, yeah, in a sense. Okay, so there's the voter stuff. The president is going to pick a former health official from West Virginia to be in charge of the drug unit at the CDC, I guess, right? The Office of National Drug Control Policy. Is this guy related to Sanjay Gupta? His name is Raul, I think.
No.
Isn't that Raul Gupta? Is he related to Sanjay?
No, that's a very common last name.
Yeah.
Like Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what Victoria's about to say to me. Oh, there you are.
Yes, it's
so
like
everybody's
Smith.
Last name. Yeah, right. Okay.
Well,
do I know that?
You think
how do
every
I know
Chopra
that?
Is related and every
No, but well, so
Gupta.
Why wouldn't I ask that question? I don't know.
Oh, I predicted you would. That's
that's perfect.
I knew you would.
Ah, that's it. So it's a plant. Okay, so why is this guy better than everybody else? What's his...
Well, he's got a lot of support, which is pretty rare, right?
Yeah.
Bipartisan support.
Yeah, especially somebody from West Virginia, right?
You know, they got a huge opioid problem in West Virginia.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I think he got this job.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, he and Joe Manchin, I guess, have worked together, and, you know, so it seems
so
like
this
he
Joe
will
Manchin
probably get approved.
Is this trying to approve? Yeah, I'm going to say, is this a way to satisfy Joe Manchin and get, you know, a little bit of flexibility on Manchin's part for other bills?
No, this guy's name's been in the hopper for a long time. From everything I've read, this is not something that just popped up to appease Joe Manchin.
All right, so the Republicans are ticked off because Jeff Flake, who doesn't like Trump, is now going to be the ambassador to Turkey. That's his thanks for supporting President Biden, I guess, yeah?
Every Republican who supported Biden in
terms
of public life has all got a job. Yeah. Sidney McCain, right. Jeff Flake.
So why would you want to be?
So what, but why?
That's exactly right. That's about the Republicans that were national that supported him.
Right, but why? Like, I think it's a good thing. And if Trump had had some Democrats, it would have been.
Okay. Yeah, but Flake, why does he want to go to Turkey, though?
We can't even, like, celebrate a little bit of bipartisanship.
Because there's no bipartisanship here. These people are idiots. Jeff Flake and Sidney McCain
are idiots
are
just
losers.
Because they didn't like Trump?
Okay. Yes. Really?
Yeah, of course. With Jennifer? Okay. Absolutely.
With Jen, I guess that's
yes.
how it
That's yeah. it. Yep. Okay. That's it. That's it. 18 after the hour. It's the DJV Wednesday program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today with funding from $3,000 to $500,000. Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour now on the DJV Wednesday program. Doug with Jen Victoria and Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on the latest Britney Spears. I've been using the word stuff today, but that's a good category because a good adjective to describe a lot of things that are going on, including who is going to represent her. We'll get that detail from Jay in a moment.
DQ presents how to do magic with the new Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard. First, grab a Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard from DQ. With soft-baked Nestle Toll House cookie pieces and world-famous DQ soft serve, this matchup is the stuff of cookie dreams. Then grab your red spoon, wave it over your blizzard, and dig in. That's a magical combination of two classic treats. The new Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard. Best enjoyed with someone special for even more magic. DQ. Happy tastes good.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
All right, so there are a lot of Britney stories today, Jay, including how much money she's worth, where it's going, who her lawyer is. So you want to make sense of all this?
Yes, so today's court date happening at 1:30 Pacific time, 4:30 Eastern. She's going to court to fight for her right to hire her own lawyer. She's already talked with who she wants to represent her. Matthew Rosengart, who is Victoria, what did you call him before?
I've heard other lawyers have described him as a pit bull with a strong conscience. So this is someone that the Free Britney movement has been very much hoping that he would take on her case because he isn't there to just, you know, suck off the teat like the other guy that she's had for 13 years or whatever.
Well, she spent $100 million. Somebody spent in her name under this conservatorship. It sounds like $100 million. Over however many years this has been going on.
Her father's made millions. The lawyer Sam Ingham, who's the court-appointed lawyer, he hit the lotto. He makes $525,000 a year just doing Britney's case alone.
Well, and he resigned. He resigned. Her longtime manager Larry Rudolph resigned. The Bessemer Trust resigned. Yeah, everybody's running. Her mom even filed a motion to, you know, supporting Britney getting her own lawyer.
Yeah, sue them all. That's what it has to happen.
That's what Brittany wants to do. She told the judge that. Yeah.
Hope she does. Gets her money back, or at least puts these people in a position that they'll not have any of her money. So there has been, what, it's been 2 weeks since the last hearing, Jay?
June 23rd was the last hearing.
So 3 weeks. Yeah. All right. Yeah,
it's just a lot. A lot has happened. A lot of people speaking out, like we discussed. A lot of people resigning. So it's going to be really interesting what Judge Penny decides after today. And like you said, Victoria, if she votes against, if she judges against this, that Brittany cannot hire on her own lawyer.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot because it's. Serial killers have the right to hire on their own lawyer. A lot of people are saying that in the conservatorship camp, saying that Brittany, people in her conservatorship aren't signing off because there's been so many medical doctors. There's a mental illness. It's been kind of unofficially announced that she has bipolar disorder. Well, people with bipolar disorder live their daily lives all the time.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They're not under
conservatorship. So that's a bad excuse.
Yep.
Yeah. Very
and
bad.
Prove it. You're right, Doug. Because when Jamie Spears put her under this conservatorship, Brittany was supposed to have 7 days to review all of this and agree to it. They bypassed that. They didn't even allow her to agree to it, and they checked off the box that she had dementia. No doctor has, and all the Brittany people. Yeah. No doctor ever analyzed her. No doctor even signed off on it. There was no medical form that claimed that she had dementia. Only Jamie Spears, the father,
checked that box. Can you sue the judge too?
Yeah, can you?
Sue the judge.
Oh,
sue them all.
A lot, yeah. Well, that
everybody
judge retired now.
Needs to get sued. 28 mm-hmm. past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Nissan has unveiled Nissan EV360, an electric vehicle hub creating a world's first EV manufacturing ecosystem. Nissan EV360 will supercharge the company's drive to carbon neutrality. Nissan President and CEO Makoto Uchida said this project comes as part of Nissan's pioneering efforts to achieve carbon neutrality through the entire life cycle of our products. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Demonstrators expressing solidarity with Cubans who waged a rare weekend of protests around their island nation shut down Miami's Palmetto Expressway Tuesday by mobbing onto the highway. An Iranian intelligence officer and 3 alleged members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to kidnap journalist Masih Alanjad, a human rights activist from New York, to Iran. The FBI says the plot was part of a wider plan to lure 3 individuals in Canada and a 5th person in the United Kingdom to Iran. All targeted victims had been critical of Iran. The COVID-19 curve in the United States is rising again after months of decline, with the number of new cases per day doubling over the past 3 weeks. It's being driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible. I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line. Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
The man running against AOC's New York congressional seat in 2022, Cuban-American Desi Cuellar on Fox News, explains why Democrat socialists are not condemning Cuba's communist regime for its crackdown on freedom-calling Cubans.
If you look at what happened just a few weeks ago, on the 3rd of July, actually, they had gone to Venezuela and they met with Maduro. And when you look at the track record of that kind of meeting, they're meeting with Maduro. Maduro's mentor was Hugo Chavez, and Hugo Chavez was extremely close with Fidel Castro. So it's not, it's like they're hiding in plain sight, essentially. There's nothing good that can come from that organization or anyone that would want to meet diplomatically with somebody like that.
The Democrat Socialists of America tweeted that they stand by the Cuban people and they want the U.S. blockade to end. Mr. Cuellar disputes the blockade theory.
The blockade, what it does, the economic embargo, it does not impede the ability for that country to get medical supplies or food. So for them to be saying that it's because of the embargo is completely ridiculous, and it's misinformation at its best.
Anti-government activists in Cuba say more than 100 people have been arrested or are missing on the island following widespread protests Sunday. The Cuban government has not said how many people were arrested or injured in the disturbances. The 2021 Perseids Media Shower, which is considered to be the best meteor shower of the year, will light up the skies on Wednesday night. That's according to NASA. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. Wednesday is upon us. I suppose some people call this hump day, middle of the work week for a lot of people. Victoria and Jennifer and Jay are here with Doug. Virgin Galactic is giving away a couple of seats, Victoria, on the next flight to space. So if you don't have a couple of $100,000, you're all set. Maybe Britney Spears could take, or maybe her old man. Maybe they could put all those Britney Spears characters in one of these Virgin Galactic ships, and then when they get up to 100 miles above the surface of the Earth, they can open the door and throw them out. That's an idea. Get rid of all that. Huh? That's bad. Stranger things have happened.
Hey, Jamie, look down there, and then
See you later. All right, so this is something that applies to who? How do you get the seat? I want to know how you get the seat.
You
can
to,
I do? You, we could all maybe apply.
And everyone can. Yep, this is totally open to everyone. This is through a charity giving site called Omaze, and they do lots of, you know, if you'll see on social media, you'll see lots of celebrities doing Omaze giveaways. And so they get to choose which where the money goes. In this case, this money is going to go to Space for Humanity. It's a nonprofit that sends citizen astronauts from diverse racial, economic, and disciplinary backgrounds to space. That's what Branson's really pushing. So all the money that you donate to Omaze will go to that. And then a winner is going to be chosen with a friend on September 29th. And your estimated flight will be sometime in 2022. The whole experience will be about 90 minutes from, you know, prep to takeoff and landing. Then you get a private tour from Richard Branson himself of the whole, you know, the Virgin Galactic's base there in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And so, it's a sweet deal. The thing is, like, the thing that's cool about Omaze is that, you know, you can give a $5 donation and that gives you 5 chances to win. Or no, that gives you 50 entries for $5.
Really?
And so $10 gives you 100 entries and so on and so forth. So the more you give, the more chances you have.
Huh.
But it's pretty cool. And you get to go in the same Unity capsule that Branson just flew in.
Right. Now, is our friend Jeff Bezos going to do the same thing with his...
I think he already gave away a seat. Didn't he give away 2 seats to someone who was nominated? I thought that was the Blue Origin one. That might have been SpaceX, though. I don't remember. But, yeah, I mean, I think they're probably all going to do something like this.
Part of yesterday's download at djvshow.com is a description, a very descriptive description of what Bezos' rocket ship looks like. So if you want to get a hold of that, that's wonderful. Yes. Also, Stanley Cup and getting the dented. Jennifer drinks champagne out of it, and Victoria feeds a horse out of it. That's all part of the highlight of yesterday. Plus, we talk about Charlie Robinson passing away at the age of 75 and the Burger King where they shut to what they shut. They were not happy with the manager, so they all quit. That's an idea. If you're not happy with the boss, just quit. There's so many jobs that go wanting. They're now available. You can, you know, choose your job. So if you don't like the one you got, go get another one. Check it out. Hear the podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The Emmys have come out, or nominations have come out, and we were talking about this off the air. There are no network programs anywhere to be found.
Well, no, there are some. It's just
This Is in there. Yeah.
Yeah, and Black-ish, which I think are, well, This Is Us is NBC, Black-ish is ABC.
Yes.
Yeah, there are some, and then there are
talk shows. Who decides
who
gets nominated? Like who decides? It's kind of like the Radio Hall of Fame.
The
Who's
Emmy
in that
committee,
group?
I guess.
It's Victoria J. and me. We just go through them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're talking about the Radio Hall of Fame, or you're talking about the Emmys?
Both were the Illuminati.
good for you, right? The Bilderbergers, Trilateralists, they're all in there.
Yeah, so what was different this year, though, is that The Crown, which, you know, everybody loves The Crown, we're kind of in modern times with Princess Di, and The Mandalorian, which is the Star Wars series on Disney+, they both got 24 nominations each, which is huge. And then WandaVision, which is kind of a sleeper hit, and then Ted Lasso, the Jason Sudeikis show.
What's WandaVision? I don't know that show.
Jay, you're a fan of WandaVision, right?
Yeah, it's with Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. It's characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This was just a miniseries. There's not going to be another season. But it was fantastic. It was great. She, Wanda...
Why do they call it WandaVision? Is that...
So, Elizabeth Olsen's character's name is Wanda, and then Paul Bettany's is Vision. But it also was kind of like they filmed this in front of a lot of pieces of this in front of a live studio audience, kind of sitcom style. So they went through the 50s and the 60s, 70s, 80s. They went through all those sitcoms in the way that they filmed this.
Every time I see a clip of it, I'm like, God, that's weird.
It was very wonderfully done. And it kind of, it goes into real time and then in this, you know, this WandaVision-esque television series.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
So I'm looking at the outstanding comedy series. I see the Kominsky Method is in there. If you haven't seen that, that's a very good show.
That is good, yeah.
It really is a good show. And I think I told you last week, when you find out that Mel Brooks' real name is Kominsky, there's a little inside to why this show is called the Kaminsky Method. It wasn't just something that they drew out of a hat. It was sort of in tribute to him as a character. All the people that are in it. Alan Arkin, I think, is one of the greatest. He is such a terrific curmudgeon. He always plays those sorts of roles. And even though Michael Douglas looks so old, I think now, he's aged so much since he had that cancer, he's still got it, I think, in other words.
Well, he's nominated too, so he has a chance to win.
Yeah.
I think probably the favorite is going to be Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. He didn't win the Emmy last year.
I've never even seen that.
Globe.
What's that about?
He's the U.S. He's an American. Is it basketball or football? I never remember. I think football. He's an American football coach who gets hired to go coach a British soccer team. And the reason that he's hired, even though he doesn't even know the rules of soccer, is because there's an ugly divorce happening amongst the owners of the team. The wife gets the team, and she wants to destroy it just to get at her ex-husband. So Ted Lasso becomes the guy who's the pawn. But it's very funny. It has a ton of heart. And it's just, it's really, really well done. I mean, the whole cast got nominated for Emmys. It's really good.
Meanwhile, Jason Sudeikis is split from Olivia Wilde and is talking about it. I guess there's something. Olivia Wilde is the one that was in, wasn't she the one of the original doctors?
On House, yep.
Yeah,
on
13. House.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And now she's hanging around with some young guy. Don't I remember
Harry
that?
Harry Styles.
Yeah. See, yeah, I remember. I listened to all the gossip that you guys come up with. It's all gossip. Let's hear it for the gossip. So is there any other good gossip today?
Well, one other thing back on the Emmys real quick that everybody's kind of really hoping for. Kate Winslet nominated for Mayor of Easttown.
Good.
Which I think she's kind of the favorite.
I hope
she wins.
Yep.
Mayor of Easttown also nominated as Outstanding Limited Series.
Yep.
And then Jean Smart nominated for Supporting Actor or Actress as playing her mother. And then Jean Smart got another nomination in the comedy section for Hacks, which is such a good show. So,
there's
a
little... Yeah.
A lot of really good, I know major networks aren't really showing up here, but there's so much good content that came from streaming services in the last year.
Meanwhile, Gillian Anderson says she's not wearing a bra anymore. She said, I don't care if my breasts reach my belly button.
Go, girl, go. You do you.
Where did this story come from?
I thought, believe it or not.
Yes, definitely trending.
Uh-huh. So there, Victoria.
Naturally, you would pick up on that. Naturally.
Of course.
Why? Mm-hmm. Just because, I thought she's an interesting character. She looks a lot different than she did when she was on X Factor.
Isn't she in The Crown? Wasn't she Margaret Thatcher?
Yes, she was in The Crown. Yep, she was. She's in a Netflix show called Sex Education, and that's why she was being interviewed. Mm. And for some reason or other, the interviewer asked her about why she's saying, she's made no secret of she's saying bye-bye to bras. And so everybody clapped.
She's not really.
Right. Oh, is that a little insight? Thanks very much. Jennifer, tell us about the wildfires in the western U.S. This whole business, although it's not so bad where you are, you go up north into the area where it's so dry. We have I'm ready to pull my hair out. I'm looking at the situation on the East Coast and the West Coast. I keep talking about what it's going to cost you in terms of food that you buy this fall and this winter. We have had no sunshine, rain every day in the Northeast for 14 days, and the next 10 days shows rain every day. And it is rotting food in the ground. It is making farming almost impossible here. And on the other side of the country, farming is impossible because everything's dying. You won't have any apples this year. You want anything that comes from the Northwest for food, it's dead by now. All of it. Dead, dead, dead. And so along with that, these wildfires. So what is there? People are saying, what have we done wrong? Why is God speaking to us?
Why is he mad, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So far, how many acres have been... Look at all these thousands of fires and millions of acres. Is it that? How much has actually been burned up here? as a fire near Yosemite.
That's a lot. They're saying, yeah, there's a huge one. The biggest one right now in California, excuse me, is on the Nevada and California border, and that one is two fires. It's a complex fire. So when you hear the word complex, it's two fires that have burned together, and it becomes a complex fire. And thankfully, fire crews have been able to get to it, but a lot of rural areas, there's a lot of little rural places where people have cabins, they have things that little towns that have been evacuated. And so imagine this, even in a very, very rural part of the state, you're still looking at 3,000 people who are out of their homes. You have structures that have been destroyed and some structures that have been destroyed that people don't even know about yet because it's so far out there. So that's kind of the worst fire that's going on right now in the state. But they're expecting, and again, it could be fear-mongering, but whatever. It's been a dry year. It's been relatively warm, although a lot of this heat that you're hearing about is happening in Northern California. I mean, Southern California, it's been warm, but it hasn't been.
Yeah.
It's been summer. You know, it's not been anything where I would go, out of the ordinary, right? And so we've kind of lucked out in this little pocket where Death Valley and Vegas and Northern California and Oregon are getting really scorched. And so when you combine that, they're predicting that this is going to be a worse fire season than last year, which was terrible. And that taxes water resources, which are already scarce. So people are kind of just hunkering down for this and expecting that it'll happen in the next few months.
Right. All right. Here's something that is happening right now, and that is the situation. I was just talking about the weather. I don't really feel well today because of all the things that are in the air. I think I'm reaching for my Navage to clean out my nose and hope that it'll help the rest of my body feel much better. The threats are increased when you have heavy air like this, like we do over the Northeast. It makes the pollution worse. So the things that you're exposed to are worse than what you would have normally as you worry about viruses and bacteria and stuff. So now it's there and it's hard. It's like you almost need to wear a mask to go out and wander around in the woods. It's that heavy. So if you're wondering about Navage and how it works, it's the best nose cleaner in the world, according to many experts. Powered suction, so you'll breathe better, sleep better. You'll feel healthier because you will be. You're getting rid of all that nasty stuff that goes normally through your nose. It comes into your body one of three ways. Your nose is the biggest. The mouth and the eyes, also stuff gets into your body. But keep your nose clean, and you really are going to have a fighting chance, especially when we go into the cold and flu season. Who knows what's going to happen this year with all the discussion about this variant, and we're going to have that. And do we need to do, all kinds of things. Protect yourself and your family. Get everybody onto the Navage system. Navage is spelled N-A-V-A-G-E, and you can find it and order it at Navage.com.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
T3 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria is here to bring us up to date on General Motors doing something that was, I think, frankly, when you look at this, Victoria, you think, why isn't everybody doing this? Let's get going back into production. So we've got a chip shortage. Okay, so just eliminate the things that the General really need to have, like having the automatic door opening in the back of the car or whatever it is. So
I need that. I'm happy to have that.
You did. What did you do before?
Every single time. I had it in my last car, too.
Okay, so what did you do
every
before
time,
it was developed? What did you couldn't open the back door?
I think there was a remote that opened it before
God.
That. Anyway, but every time that I have an SUV, and so every time I take groceries or whatever out of the back, and I hit the button and it closes instead of me trying to drop my eggs everywhere and trying to grab the top of the hatch and pull it down because it's really heavy, it's a huge convenience. And so every time I do it, I think to video it and send it to you to show you how efficient it is. But anyway, so that's the lift gate thing. That's one issue. So now General Motors is dropping wireless smartphone charging from some of their new SUVs because they don't have the microchips. So this is the latest feature to get dropped. As we know, the supply of semiconductors has been it's been basically decimated. And so the auto stop, which is something that I have on my Chevy Equinox, which I love. It doesn't let you idle. And so that's another thing that's going out the window that actually was really helpful with fuel management and that made pickup trucks cleaner and more efficient.
Can I tell you something, what it really does? When you start a car, it takes more gas to start the car than it does to idle it for 60 seconds. So if you're at a stoplight...
Well, it's not restarting your car. It puts it into a different state. It doesn't actually turn your car off. It's like if you're driving... No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, no, it doesn't.
Want to bet?
Yes, let's get Nick Miles on here. Because I'm telling you, this is what the dealer, this is exactly what the dealer
explained. Actually, he's on later. Isn't he, Phil? Don't we have Nick Miles later today?
Tomorrow.
Okay, we'll ask him tomorrow.
So, anyway, certain trims of the 2021 Chevy Tahoe and the Suburban, the GMC Yukon, anything made after July 12th is no longer going to have the wireless charging pad. Now, this is one I can definitely say you don't need. This is, you can plug your phone in to charge it. You don't have to have the wireless charging pad. So GM says certain 2022 Buick Enclaves, Chevy Traverses, some Cadillacs, anything made after August 2nd, they're also going to be affected. And then they're so generous, they're giving buyers a $75 credit instead of the wireless charging option, which you could never get a wireless charger built into your car for $75. It's hundreds of dollars, so I don't know why they came up with that. And then you don't get an HD radio in some GM models anymore, and they're giving you a $50 credit for that. So I don't know who can buy, how can you buy an HD radio for $50? Doesn't happen, but whatever. So they're expected to make these vehicles without wireless charging pads throughout the rest of these respective model years. They're working on the chip shortage, they say. It's obviously wreaking havoc way beyond just the auto industry. So we'll see. Eventually, you know, this should come back online and everything should be normal again. But in the meantime, it's probably, if you want these features, you're going to have to wait a few years.
All right. I have all that stuff in my Rover and I don't use any of it. So maybe that's, some people use it and some people don't.
Do you have an automatic lift gate?
Yes.
And you never use it, ever?
I always use it.
See?
I need to use it. I just use it because it's there. You have to push a button to open the thing. Oh, baloney. Okay, up next, ESPN. Speaking of hypocritical, wait till you hear this story.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-852-1736. 800-852-1736. That's 800-852-1736. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Let's get to ESPN and what they're doing. More money, I guess, right?
More money. ESPN Plus. Yep, ESPN
Disney,
Plus.
Disney, more money. Yep.
Listen, ESPN Plus monthly and annual subscription costs are going up starting August 13th. This is the second price increase for the service in this year alone. So the new price hike has made the service's annual plan increase by $20 this year. It's ESPN Plus is now $7 a month or $70 for the year. And here's the tip though, if you have the Disney bundle with Disney Plus and Hulu, your price stays the same. So you might as well just get the bundle.
Greed, 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 and Disney, Disney, Disney.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.